David Brooks, a New York Times columnist, political analyst, and commentator on PBS's NewsHour and NPR's All Things Considered, will be the next speaker in the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado's Making a Difference speaker series. David is scheduled for a remote presentation via Zoom on February 15th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., and David will discuss rebuilding trust in the midst of a political and social turmoil, the urban-rural divide, and the importance of commitment rather to community. And David Brooks joins me now to talk about his upcoming presentation. Thanks so much, David, for joining us on KSUT.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm only sick that I can't actually be in Durango.
I know. Well, maybe next year. Yeah. Well, again, thanks for being here. Your talk was originally scheduled, as you know, for last spring and was postponed due to COVID-19. And of course, that was a time of great uncertainty as the pandemic was just really taking hold. And we were just 6 months away, roughly back then, from a presidential election. Here we are today. It's February 2021. How different will your presentation be now than it would have been last spring? And why?
I think I've been sobered by the year. I think America is in a bit of a worse shape than I expected. I'm an optimist. I think we're going to pull through. But, you know, the way we handled COVID, we didn't really handle it as a community. There was a time, especially last March and April, where I thought we would really solve this problem together, that COVID would actually bring us together. But instead, it drove us apart. And so if you ask people, do you trust the people around you? In a lot of communities across the country, you get like 33% say they trust the people around me. And that's especially true for young adults. They say only 19% say they trust the people around them. So a lot of people just feel unsafe and unseen and just bitterly divided. And so I confess I've been knocked back a bit by this year, but at the same time, I'm surrounded by people who are just building community and who are clearly the future, and they're going to pull us out of this. But it's been a tough year, let's face it.
Absolutely. And hopefully we're rounding the bend on the pandemic. As you know, Southwest Colorado is in the Four Corners region, which is quite remote. It's also quite diverse in that, again, as you know, we associate with four separate states, almost more so than the own state we live in when we live in the Four Corners sometimes. And obviously the area, you know, these states have very different politics, even from community to community. I'm wondering if you can speak to the challenges and opportunities for civic engagement in rural communities in such a divisive time.
Well, even in rural communities, even communities where the population is spread around, I mean, you guys have diversity. You've got more conservative folks and maybe out on the ranches, and then more progressive folks in town. So you're dealing with the diversity. And you're also dealing with the fact that a lot of our people are moving to cities, and those cities are taking off. Like half the venture capital in the world goes to five cities: San Francisco, San Diego, Washington, D.C., New York, and London. And so wealth is concentrating in those places in a way that's totally unfair and is leaving a lot of people feeling like, we love our community, we want to build our community. And so one of the things I've done over the last 3 years is spend a lot of time in rural communities trying to ask them, what's your story? Do you have a story for your local area? So for example, I was in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, which is about an hour outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And that was where Lowe's Hardware was founded. That was where NASCAR had headquarters, Holly Farms. They were a town that built things. And then all those headquarters, all those corporations left, and they went to places like Charlotte or Atlanta. And so that town said, we've been hit by something, but we're resilient. We're still makers. We're going to build things. And so they said, what's our main project? And for them, the project was building gathering places where young people and others could gather and form community and get to know each other. And so they built coffee shops and other things to do that. So what I was struck by is how the whole community came together and said, what's our story? What's our project? How do we pull through this? And it's very impressive when you see it.
So how did they? Any tidbits of what was successful in that community once they built those places together?
Yeah, and they formed sort of a compact, and they said, we're going to build infrastructure so for healthcare, so that everybody in the system has the same sort of, in the same healthcare system. They built a lot of youth groups because a lot of the youth are separated on farms and things, And so they built groups for where youth could counsel each other and have other counseling. Some of it was just fun. They got a music festivals. And so what it was, and they drew people who had come from the town and thought, hey, when I get through high school, I'm out of here, and had moved to Los Angeles. And now they're back and they're creating art museums. And one young woman told me, I never thought I'd come back here, but I'm so glad I did. And so these revivals really are fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of, as I'm sure you're aware of this trend of the urban escapees, and largely due in part, you know, the COVID was the last straw, and they're hitting up and moving to towns, the beautiful mountain towns like Durango or Santa Fe, or areas that may not have seen quite the influx. Thoughts on the impact that may have on these kind of rural communities?
Yeah, well, it brings new sorts of people in. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's always the, we're the insiders, they're the outsiders. And so it's a challenge to welcome people in. In some parts of the country, not so much out west, but especially in the Appalachian regions, if you weren't like conceived in the town, if you moved there when you were like 3 months old, you're an outsider.
Right.
And in the west, I think things are more open and I think there's more welcome. But you do have to manage the diversity and that, as we've seen on the national level, I live in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. We just had a gigantic example of badly managed diversity where everybody got furious and violent. And so actually getting to know one another, I think that is one of the virtues of rural America. People in smaller towns sort of have to live with each other because you're there. And the other thing, I was in McCook, Nebraska, just before COVID. And what's beautiful about that place, and I'm sure it's true for you guys, everybody does like 9 jobs. Mm-hmm. So I met a woman who was like, she was the school bus driver, she was the swim coach, she was a substitute teacher, she ran the music festival, she ran triathlons, she was like superwoman. And I tell you that these are the stories in all the despair I sometimes have when I look at the big social indicators. When I see these community leaders who I call weavers, then that's where the real change is.
Absolutely, you know, when the big winter storms hit, we're all impacted. It doesn't matter what political persuasion you might come through, and people tend to pull together. So, any last thoughts? In what you'd like to share that might entice folks to participate and join the Zoom presentation that you'll be giving on February 15th?
Yeah, I want to talk about how trust is built and how you know, in every organization and every town, trust is just so important. Without trust, you can't do anything. And we've lost it. So I want to talk concretely about that. The other thing I want to talk about is everywhere I would talk around the country or visit people, a lot of people feel unseen. They feel that no one respects them. A lot of people in the heartland feel that folks on the coast don't know them. A lot of African-Americans think that white people don't understand their daily experience. A lot of young people feel that their elders don't see them. So one thing I've been thinking a lot about is that skill of seeing others deeply and being deeply seen. And what can we do so we are the ones who make people feel felt, feel understood? And that's, I think, a challenge for all of us. It's an emotional skill to go into a room where people are different and you leave the room, they feel, yeah, that person saw me. That person was an occasion for my best self. And that's one of the things I'd like to talk about.
Wonderful. Pulling on maybe social emotional intelligence as part of that, I take it.
It's partly social and emotional intelligence, but it's partly what questions do you ask so somebody can really, you know, show with how they see the world? How do your roots shape the way you see the world? How are you loved and not loved? What crossroads are you at? There are just profound questions that can be asked because you can't guess what's in another person's mind. You ask them and you have conversations. That's the key to it, I think.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a balm for sure for a lot of the woes facing our country right now is those impactful one-on-one conversations. So really look forward to your presentation. And thanks for hanging in there with us here in Southwest Colorado in terms of, you know, having patience and having this be a reschedule from last year. We really look forward to it.
Yeah, and I will get there in person sooner or later. I love your region.
We like to call it Four Cornea. Well, we love it too, and we look forward to having you here. Folks, I've been speaking with David Brooks. He'll be presenting as the most recent in the Making a Difference speaker series presented by the Southwest Colorado Community Foundation. Information on how you can attend can be sought at swcommunityfoundation.org. Again, that presentation taking place on Monday, February 15th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. David Brooks, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.